UNEF dropped two dogs in Rainy Pass due to minor injury, but he says it was likely a good choice.
This type of trail, it's actually probably safer to have 14 than 16 anyways. This trail is so lightning fast, it's ridiculous.
Rookie Catherine Keith of Kotzebue agrees. She decided to leave a few dogs behind before she even left the start line in Anchorage.
Primarily because of it's a hard, fast trail, so I didn't necessarily need the additional pulling power, and I didn't want the extra pulling power. Being this is my first year, being that it's a hard, fast trail, that's going to be challenging.
Allie Zirkel says she got a wake-up call after her sled tipped over as she was moving quickly down the trail.
So I stopped, I regrouped, I was like, you got to focus and drive your sled, which means you got to put a lot of effort in your legs, your arms, your focus, your brake. And so then I ran like that the next way, and that makes you tired and you got to rest.
Her husband, Alan Moore, came into Rainy Pass with ringing ears.
It's hard to hear right now just because from your brake and your drag going.
Most mushers are trying to hold their dogs back this early in the race. But Hans Gott says he tried to make up for a bib number that had him leaving the start line further back than he would have preferred.
I mean, I pushed it a little bit in terms of cutting a little rest, but I went very, very slow. I guess that's what people mean with holding back.
Do you mean that you had to, like, really hold your team back?
Yeah.
So yeah. Were you basically riding the brake the whole time then?
Pretty much, yeah.
But that may not help as teams head for Nikolai. According to the Iditarod, Martin Boozer went through four sets of runner plastic, all demolished by bare rock exposed in the farewell burn. At least one of his brake tines is also broken. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Rainy Pass.